Welcome, welcome to SLWV. You hang out with myself, Danny Van Billy. I am so happy to be here with you today. It's a beautiful Wednesday. It's a bit chilly today, you know. It's not like it's been the last week, you know, which I was really happy, you know. When winter delays just for an extra day, we extroverts are like, thank you, Jesus. And I know all you introverts are waiting for winter. You want to be under your blanket. You want to cover up nicely. And you don't mind all the layers. Oh, my goodness. I'm sitting here dreading the next few months. You know, there is nothing as bad for an extrovert as winter. Where are all my extroverts who are tuning in? 071-364-0376. Can you share your heartbreak with me? Like, what does winter do to you? You know, and then let's also give the introverts an opportunity. Okay, you introverts as well can message 071-364-0376. Tell us, what is it about winter that you really love? I can't even believe I'm asking you guys that, because, winter. You can't just go out, you know. When I was a child, I had to be indoors. You can't really play outside. Oh, man, I dread those times. I feel for my fellow extroverts. You know, winter feels like lockdown. Am I the only one who thinks that? The closest experience I had to lockdown before lockdown was winter. Jeremy, what's Jeremy saying here? Okay, I thought, okay, she's responding to something else. So I'm sitting here. I'm dreading what's about to happen to the country. Everything getting slow. And maybe, if somehow I get that private jet, I don't know who's buying me that private jet, I should maybe do like a fundraising. Then this particular winter, I will fly over to wherever summer is. And I'll come back after winter, you know. I hope you don't miss me too much on air. Okay, that's going to be a problem. I don't think my listeners are going to allow that. Hey, can I go away for winter and be back during summer? I don't know. Divinity says, she says that lockdown is extreme. Comparing winter to lockdown is extreme. Not for the extroverts. It felt like... Lockdown was like extended winter. It felt like those 3 months felt like maybe 4 years of winter, you know? But we're about to get the show going today. I've got a very interesting topic that I'm bringing your way when we come back. It's one that we don't like to talk about, but I think it's an important one. And when I come back, we'll address it. Please bear with me. If you are married, you might want to ask your partner to tune in, because it's a topic we definitely need to have. Polile says, definitely a favorite for introverts. With this terrible flu going around, the government should definitely consider another lockdown. Who sent this? Well, Lily, I am going to block you from Christianity. I'm going to block you from Impact Radio. I'm going to block you from everything. How can you even suggest another lockdown? No, Folile. We can't agree with that. Andre says, hello, Danny. Of course, you can also broadcast from a studio on satellite. You see, Andre is agreeing with me We are going to do a fundraiser for that private jet. I wish. Mr. Bertha was shaped by you. Well, you're still with Mr. Van Billy on SLWV, and guess what? It's that time where we introduce the topic for the show, and this topic is going to give away my age, but I'm going for it. Don't judge me, okay? Do you remember watching The Lion King as a child, and just that scene where Mufasa is falling off the rock, and suddenly you know Simba's life is about to change? Why? Because you've seen the Pride Lands. You've seen him take walks with his father. You've seen the mom and this happy pride that is playing out in front of you. And suddenly there's a disruption so deep that you know Simba's life is about to change for good. Now, as believers, we do not want to consider the fact that Simba could one day be one of our children. And you find that a lot of us as believers are prepared to live with our children. We are prepared to live with our families. But we're not prepared in case something goes wrong and the Lord calls us home. And this topic is so interesting because we find a lot of even prominent men and women of God, you know, really not wanting to consider the possibility of death to a point where they begin to preach that they're not going to die. And sadly, we've seen even those who preach that they're not going to die, we eventually witness them die. But them dying is not the problem, because scripture says, you know, to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord. But there are sometimes scars in our lives that are waiting to pounce on Simba. Did you catch that? It's not the death of Mufasa that made it difficult for Simba. It was what happened after his father's death. So this isn't the best topic. And please, guys, don't call me. Who's that guy who does all the adverts for, you know, I won't mention which company. But, you know, when you see Mr. Dubey, you know, okay. Ah, there they are, about to sell a life policy. Guys, I'm not selling any life policies. This is not sponsored by anybody. But this is a topic about preparation, and how we as families need to really be mature enough to understand that if we don't have a good plan in case death appears in our lives, we are putting our families at a disadvantage. You know, it's not a topic anyone wants to have, especially not us as Christians, but it is very responsible to sit down at least once as a couple and say, listen, if something goes wrong with either one of us, this is the plan. This is what we can do. Because I think delaying it and not having that conversation is actually putting your family at a disadvantage. Because unfortunately, when you are in my position and you get to walk with different families over the years in the area of death, you find that death is a legal matter as much as it is a physical experience, you know. And when we come back, I'm going to just touch on, you know, some of the legal matters that we need to consider. Now, I'm not speaking as a professional. I'm not giving any professional advice. But I think it's a convo we need to have as the Christian family. So stay tuned. When I come back, we're talking about Simba.
Without you, I can.
Chris Ransom with Square One. You're still on SLWV with myself, Danny Vambilly, standing in for me, and Letitia Vambilly, who should be back with us next month. Woo! I can't wait to have Letitia on air with us. She's doing well. The baby is doing well. And yeah, the Vambilly family is indeed growing. So very soon, Letitia will be here. She misses you guys a lot. And I think both her and I are excited for this year, for 2024. So yeah, we are talking about Simba. And in The Lion King, especially the first Lion King, yes, I'm giving away my age, but I'm doing it for the right purpose, because we see a story of what can happen when a family loses a breadwinner, when a family loses, you know, the core, a father figure, the king, you know. And the aftermath of that was really a disruption to what was once a stable family household. Now, before the break, I said death is a part physical, and there's a part of it that is legal. Now, what did I mean by that? I meant to say that once you pass on as a parent, you become what the law refers to as an estate, you know. And once you are an estate, some things really matter. You know, one of those things is there a will? You know, did the father leave a will, or did the mother leave a will? And this is something we don't want to think about. You know, as a Christian, we all want to believe that we are going to be the generation that sees the return of Christ. And it's not bad to have that expectation. But if you don't leave a will, what you're actually saying is you are making the decision that anyone else can decide the future of your children. I want you to think about that. I want you to think of your family members, you know, how some of them are not responsible at all, you know, and some of them you will not even, while you are alive, leave them to make the decisions that shape the future of your children. But if you don't have a will, what you're deciding is, once I'm God, you guys make any decision, no matter how it affects my children, it's fine. I'm leaving it in your hands. Why? Because I don't want to think of the possibility of dying. Guys, it is not wise. And with a gentle spirit, I want to add, it's also borderline irresponsible. Because if when you are alive, you make the decisions that shape up the future of your children, this will mean that you might want to benefit from having a will. Okay? And I know this is not topics for us as Christians, that we do not want to have these conversations, but we have to. Because one of the first things the law will look at, if you happen to pass away, is do you have a will? Now, I asked you, if you are married, please call your partner and tell your partner to tune in, because we have to have this conversation. And you know, sometimes Married people don't want to have this convo because they're like, hey, are you planning to kill me? You know, I know we argued last week. Now you're talking about me having a will. Are you? So I'm helping you guys to have this convo without suspicion. You know, no one's planning on killing anybody, okay? But this topic is so, so, so important. All right, when I come back, we're going to look at another legal aspect of this and why it's important for your children. Chester just sent us a message saying, this topic is very fruitful to us all. Please, may we not take it in a negative way, but in a positive way. Thank you so much for this topic. God bless you and keep you. Thank you, Chester. Oh, man. Chester's just spoken my heart because even doing this topic, you know, I was like, yo, the Christians are going to think Danny is planning to kill us. We are deleting Pastor Danny. We are blocking him. We want nothing to do with him. So thank you, Chester, that you are taking it in a positive way. And if there's anyone else who wants to share your opinion on this topic, I would appreciate it, especially if it's positive. But if it's also a negative thing, share. You know, let's tackle anything. I love to agree and disagree at the same time. These lines are open for anyone. 071-364-0376. The first point I want to go now, I'm gonna deal with three words: humility, responsibility, and being a protector. You know, those are going to be my next three points. Now, with humility, this is what I wrote down. It takes humility to accept the possibility of passing on and planning for it. Now, why the word humility? It's because all of us do not want to die. You know, if there was a queue for death, none of us is joining that queue. We're like, not me. I'm waiting for Jesus. And, you know, no one wants to think it could be me. You know, so it takes humility to sit down and say, look, there's been so many great godly people who have gone on to be with the Lord. And if that has happened to very good godly people, and you also a good godly person, it is also possible that the Lord might call you back home. You know, and with that humility, that just humbling of yourself, you can say, and if that happens, I need to make sure I've made a plan for my wife or my husband, you know, and my children. You know, especially if you are a breadwinner, and even more if you are not a breadwinner. You know, because there's those two balances, because sometimes we have families that are relying on one breadwinner, and those families have not sat down to say, what if this changes? Are you hearing me? And it's a very hard conversation to have. But boy, we need to push past the uncomfortableness around it. Now, whenever I've heard of this topic, it's always from a negative point of view. It's always, you know, if this person knew your will, they're going to try to kill you for your money. And, you know, and it always runs down that direction. And because of that, a lot of us don't want to humbly prepare for our children's future. I want to ask us today that to reconsider. You know, I love how there's a scripture we all quote. The scripture says that a good father or parent leaves an inheritance to the third generation. You know, now, how are you going to leave that inheritance if your house is not in order? You know, and Someone just sent me a message saying, I think it's a godly principle to have your affairs in order. Thank you for that message. I think that's just it. You know, you want to think, how will your children study if you are not around? How will your family continue, you know, and still have the same standard of living if you're not around? You know, if the Lord calls you back home, you know, we always look at death from the perspective of the devil has stolen a life. But what if the life has fulfilled its purpose and the Lord is calling it back home? We have to consider that. And in humility, we need to prepare. 071-364-0376. Share your thoughts with me. We're not selling a life policy at Impact Radio. We are just having these very uncomfortable conversations that could put things in place for your children.
Come alive to the best contemporary Christian music.
Planet Shakers with The Rock. We are talking about Simba in The Lion King and how his life changed once his father Mufasa passed on. This is back in the day when Disney was making movies that was for families. I don't know what they do these days. My children are not even allowed to watch Disney anymore. But yeah, we're going back to the good old days when cartoons were actually for children. Nowadays, parents, please make sure before your child watches any cartoon, especially from certain brands, you make sure the content is godly. Sorry, that was just an ad. As we come back to our very serious topic, my next word is responsibility. It takes a responsible couple to put together a plan for their family in case one or both parents pass on. Now, I want us to talk about it this way. You know, when we think of passing on and going to be with the Lord, when we think of death, we always think it's just going to be maybe one or the other parent. But as a counselor, I've had to sit down with children who have lost both parents at once. And I want to say to you right now, there is nothing more difficult than a child finding themselves in a position where they have to make adult decisions and both their parents are gone. It leaves the door open for the scars in their life to come in. In case you didn't watch Lion King, Scar is the uncle of Simba who decides, I am going to become king, even though that position was left for Simba. And I'm saying you do not want to do that to your children, especially if something was to happen to both parents. So it takes a level of responsibility for the couple to sit down and say, let's put a plan together in case the Lord decides, hey, you guys have finished your journey. You've accomplished what I sent you to do. Come back home. And your assets, what you've worked hard for, you've put a plan that will protect your children. I love the messages that have been coming in, and I've lined them up because there's just key things on them that I want us to look at. I wanted to play this one here from Tanya. Let's go, Tanya.
Hi there. Yes, I think it's a very important topic. We've dealt with the loss of a few people the past few years, not one of COVID, but of life circumstances, and they were called back home. And yes, sadly, those that stayed behind has to make a plan and fight for the same standard of living. So yes, I think it's a very important point that you are highlighting today. So yes, I think we need to all have a wake-up call and be earnest and know that we need to be wise. We need to prepare. If for instance, a breadwinner, that person must have his life insured. The widow or the children are going to sit and, you know, especially nowadays, it's life's not easy, and it would be much easier if there was life policies and there was provision made for tax.
I love that. If there was life policies and provisions made for tax. These are conversations we are not having as families because it makes us uncomfortable. But I want to ask you to reconsider, for the sake of your children and what we've seen going around, a lot of things are happening in our world and a lot of people are falling dead. You've seen it around, you've seen it in the news. I'm not even going to speak about vaccination and no vaccination. I'm just asking that we be prepared. Charity Gale with Because of Jesus.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, read all about it.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
Good morning, Pastor Bavili. My name is Sophia. I like the fact that you are reminding us that some people is not the devil who's stealing, but they are called home because their purpose on earth has been served. And when we read the Bible, it also says that we are here for a purpose, and then we need to fulfill our purposes. And nobody knows when he's going to be called home. As the Bible also said, you don't know when you are going to be called home. You must always be prepared. So I like the topic because it shows that we mustn't be spiritually prepared only. We need to be prepared so that those who are left behind, they'll be able to continue living their lives. Thank you, bye.
Beautiful, beautiful comment there. Thank you so much, Mrs. Gololo. You see, I love that this is where we're going with the topic, you know, because I've only heard death in this frame spoken about as in, like, this person has died before time. You hardly hear people saying, what if the person's mission is complete and they were just given a shorter time to complete it and they have completed it? You get me? So death is not, especially from the point of view of scripture, it doesn't just appear when the devil steals. The Lord calls people home. And when he does, and if your time has come, we are asking, have you put your house in order for your family? Sandy Saltani says, this topic requires a round table discussion. It should be included in premarital discussions. The only guarantee in life is death, and we need to be better prepared for when it comes. Sandy, thank you so much for that comment. It is so, so profound that we really sit down and we think, wow, you know, what if things go wrong? You know, I want to know that my family is okay, that I have a will in place, that I am able to take care of my family when I'm not present. Susanna, Auntie Susan sent this message, which is something I want you guys to respond. It's such a deep one, and I felt I'm not the only one who needs to respond to this. Listen to it.
Thank you so much for this subject. Wills are so important, absolutely. And just quickly to give you a little bit of feedback, I've had a AV, you know, the B, funeral policy for many years. And when I went to see them a little while ago to realize that it was actually a good policy. So I didn't want people to sit with problems to bury me because I want to be buried. But I'm on my own and old now, and I've had this little will drawn up for quite a while. It's very straightforward. It's just a will of one person, either undersigned so and so, my full names, my ID, and where I reside, and hereby declare that this is my last will. So I've typed in there that I revoke any previous wills and testaments, and I nominate so and so and so as executor of my estate with the right of assumption. I direct the nominated person, which is the person. And I was just wondering if this is going to be okay. And then I just mentioned the things. And yeah, and as witnesses, I got people to sign, and I thought, oh dear, I wonder if this is going to be okay, because I've got nothing else to give them. I haven't got property or anything that can go to them. So this is so important to know. Thank you. Give us a little bit more info. And yeah, if this little will will be okay, because I haven't got money to go and draw up a will, because there's nothing to give. It's just a bachelor room flat. And they've just got to take everything and get rid of it. So thank you so much.
All right. I think that is such a profound question. When we come back, I want us to discuss that. 071-364-0376. If you heard her question and you've got feedback, do let us know.
Impact 103. Come alive to the beat of life.
Wow, so Capital Kings, Antidote is the name of that song. Our lovely news lady came in and raised something that I think we need to consider. You know, sometimes institutions like the banks give you the option of leaving your will with them. You know, but the nitty-gritties are not discussed, you know. So you can assume that you've just appointed an institution to help you navigate your will when you are gone, but you don't fully understand the costs that are going to be implicated on your will. You know, so it's so important for us to not just sign documents we don't understand, but to get advice. You know, for me, I believe advice should not just be gotten from one person. You know, try to read up, try to go, you Google everything else but wills. You know, go to the websites of companies that are offering you life policies and read the comment section. The comment section will expose to you where to go, where not to go, you know, because you are getting real life feedback from the people involved. So I'm raising this in conjunction with what Susan was saying, you know, because I believe, Susan, you're asking a question that I can't really answer, you know, because it's not my field, you know. But for me, one of the key things I think is when you leave a will, leave two copies or three of the exact same thing and let it be in different places for different people whom you trust and you know. Like, it mustn't be just so in so much isolation that it can be altered and changed. Now you might be asking, but Danny, why are you even considering a will being altered or changed? Let's hear what Elizabeth had to say.
Good morning, Danny. It's Elizabeth. It's a scary topic, but at the end of the day, we will all die. We will die. But by God's grace, He make a way. When we are sick, when we go through whatever, we raise children, we are working, we are saving for them. Like you quoted the scripture that a wise man leave an inheritance for their children. Now my question is, we are facing so many evil things in this world. Okay, I personally want to make a will. I've got two children. I've got two grandchildren. Who do I trust? Which bank do I go to? Which lawyer do I consult? Because you hear stories then on a true life stories. When a person made a will with the lawyer and the person passes away and the lawyer just changed the will. He wants to inherit whatever you have left for your children. So who do we consult? Who is trustworthy that we can consult and make our will with, knowing that with him or her, I'm safe. My children are safe. They will inherit whatever I've left for them. God bless you. Bye.
I think, you know, Elizabeth, thank you for raising that. These are questions that a lot of us have. And as I'm doing the show, I'm beginning to think, you know, maybe I need to bring someone in, you know, and maybe we spend like a whole month, you know, with different professionals where we just really go into different details about, you know, our wills, because we don't want our little Simba dealing with scars who want to take away what we've worked hard to leave them, you know. And the world we live in is exactly that image of the Lion King, you know, where even people who you think are family or lawyers can be, you know, not good people. You know, so how do we protect ourselves? And I think the first step is asking these questions. You know, because when you're asking these questions, it can't stay with questions. The next thing, there's got to be actions. Going to places, looking, checking out seminars, and understanding the pitfalls. But one way or another, these are decisions we have to make. You know, I don't know if you agree with me, but maybe we should make this like a five-part series and maybe get someone who comes in and explains to us just the taxes involved, another person, you know, life policies, and maybe another person funeral policies. I don't know. I'm really considering it. Marco Stevens, You Are Good, featuring Mutual Connections. Now, we are having such a interesting, deep topic. We're speaking The Lion King. We're talking about Simba losing his father, and we're bringing that into our reality. Have we planned what happens in our absence? What have we put in place for our families, especially if you're the breadwinner? You know, what is there to ensure that your children are protected? I want you to listen to this message from Candace Wilmore. It says, "Hello, Danny. Great topic. My mom passed on to the good Lord 2 years ago. My goodness, did she have her house in order? It was a very sad time. I don't want to go into the details, to not open wounds, but she had her family covered when the will was presented to us. She covered all her debts, distributed leftover monies, and kept a roof over our heads while she had passed on to heaven. We did not struggle through that time at all financially. Although in the natural, my dad and my mom struggled when she was alive, living on the bare minimum. I want to get my house in order, but also enjoy life on earth. Please, could you suggest a good financial advisor? God at the center of it all. And she added, a godly financial advisor. Candace, first of all, I'm so glad that you're highlighting something. If the parents take care of the financial aspects in their death, the children can even mourn better, because they're not mourning on the one hand and then on the other hand worrying financially what is going to happen to us. So I love that Candace, your mom, did such a good job. Now, there's also a key thing there. Some of us think you have to be rich to prepare for your passing. But she's also bringing up something that when her parents were alive, they lived on the bare minimum. So this isn't a rich family. You get me? So I want you to take time to check out funeral policies. To check out, more important than funeral policies, life covers. Life covers are more important than funeral policies. They tend to offer more. But a lot of us, you know, maybe because you're financially not in a good place, you've not considered. A life cover can cost less than the McDonald's you're buying daily. What is going to happen to us? So I love that Candace, your mom, did such a good job. Now, there's also a key thing there. Some of us think you have to be rich to prepare for your passing. But she's also bringing up something that when her parents were alive, they lived on the bare minimum. So this isn't a rich family. You get me? So I want you to take time to check out funeral policies. To check out, more important than funeral policies, life covers. Life covers are more important than funeral policies. They tend to offer more. But a lot of us, you know, maybe because you're financially not in a good place, you've not considered. A life cover can cost less than the McDonald's you're buying daily. You know, or a funeral cover can even cost less. But it takes effort. It's something we have to do. And unfortunately, today I'm sent, I believe by the Lord, to bring up this topic, you know, to say, please, let us go back and visit this. Let's not just make it an evil thing. Like we always talk about, if someone dies and no. What if the person has fulfilled what they were meant to do on earth? Good afternoon. You brought in a very important topic. This is from my daughter. Having a will does not mean you must first accumulate assets, thereafter have a will. It's an important legal document that one must have at the beginning of one's career. Sometimes a person's only asset is cash in the form of a pension, a provident fund, and a life policy, not necessarily a fixed property or a movable property. A will can be drafted for free, but the safekeeping annual fees do apply, which are very minimal. Safekeeping of an original will is very important in case copies get lost. Regards, Mr. Madoda. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. You know, Candace, I don't know if as a radio station, we would want to take the responsibility of finding a financial advisor for you, you know, or even advising. But what I'm going to discuss, because this is a topic that I need to sit down with the management and just see, you know, maybe there are three or four trusted financial advisors that I could bring on a show and we just talk. And, you know, we throw ideas around, have you guys, you know, just talking and asking those important questions. So we are better prepared. I mean, look at this beautiful message that just came in highlighting, you know, that you might not have assets, but you find yourself at a job and you've got a pension fund or a provident fund, you know, or a life policy, you know, and those things are so key. Because you don't want your children fighting. You do not want your children fighting because you as a parent do not make it clear that this is what I want to happen when I am gone. You know, so, yeah. At the beginning of this, I said I will have three words. We spoke about humility. And the statement there was, it takes humility to accept the possibility of passing on and planning. Then we spoke about responsibility. The statement was, it takes a responsible couple to put together a plan for the family after they are gone. Now, the last one is the word protector. How to protect your family in your absence. You know, we talk about protecting our families, but always from the perspective of when we are present, you know. But I want us to look and say, how do I protect my family when I'm no longer physically present? I think it's an important, very difficult, but crucial question that we all have to answer. You're still with Mr. Van Billy. Oh man, it's almost time for us to go. The mother has made a very important point. Yeah, she said, yeah, I think be led by the Holy Spirit. Number one, even if you are to nominate, don't just do it in your own wisdom. You know, it is at the same time a faith journey we are journeying on. I like that. You know, no matter what you're planning, no matter what you're thinking, you know, really take time to be led, you know, and to really ask the Lord, you know, what is the way forward? What can I do? You know, where can I go? How do I go? You know, because the physical elements are real, but all of it starts in the spiritual. Now, as I wrap up this topic, in my heart, I'm thinking, okay, have I done this justice? And I feel like, yes, you know, we've started the conversation. And yet at the same time, just seeing the messages that came, I can see that there's a lot more we need to do in preparation for our own debts. You know, if you died today, if you went to be with the Lord, have you put in place what is needed for your family to be fine? Now, another aspect of this is updating. You know, a lot of us, maybe you were not wise enough, maybe you were in a hurry, maybe you were young. Maybe you had one child, or, you know, you just thought at that time, let me make a will. It's important to update, you know, to go back and update. And there's something scary I heard. I can't really touch on it in detail yet because I'm not sure. But be very careful, especially with the banks that you leave your will with. Make sure you understand the fees, you know, record that conversation, you know, record the conversation on the fees, you know, so that your family is not told, yo, we discussed this, and, you know, next thing it's a different thing altogether. We have to make it maybe an annual thing, maybe yearly. You just go back once a year and just check, did you accumulate new things that you want to stipulate? What is it that you want for your children? Because you do not want to leave your children mourning and also in a place of insecurity. Now, there's a message that I got personally that I feel I need to bring it here. If you are separated from your partner, now I'm talking about divorce. I know God hates divorce, and sadly in our time, there are people who are divorced. You guys have a greater responsibility to make sure you've left a will. Here's why. Maybe already the families don't like each other. You know, maybe already there's suspicion and the relationship is not good. You don't want to leave children in that situation without security, because if your family, for any reason, already don't like those children because of the ex-partner, it will be a disfavor for you to not leave a will. Are we together? In a situation where the relationship is already broken down, you have a responsibility to ensure that the children will not suffer from the breakdown that is already existing in this particular relationship. So I'm really asking us to think out of the box and think and say, that relationship is already not good. So I have to be proactive. So to anyone listening who is divorced, I think this topic is very important for you to make sure your house is in order in areas where the relationship has broken down. You know, these are mature conversations. Oh, may God give us wisdom. May God lead us. He's our Father. But don't run away from this topic. Believers, thou shall not run. One more song and then I'll be back to say goodbye.
Impact 103. Come alive to the beat of life.
You are on SLWV. Mark just said, hi, thanks for the great talk on wills. You aced it. Well done teaching us on this difficult subject. Thank you, Mark. Mark, I feel like we're in this together, you know, where it's just like, Lord, lead us. Let us make the best decisions. And I'm sitting here and it's like, it's one of those moments where, you know, maybe I understand this topic because I lost my stepfather when I was 13 years old, and I got to watch, you know, my mom navigate these things, you know, and we only know about death from an emotional perspective, but the law has legalities that govern what should happen when you pass on. And it's just so important for us to be clued up so we protect our children, so we protect our families, and we provide for them. You know, so having been in it, having walked it, oh man, it was really difficult. Yet at the same time, you could see that there are certain decisions a parent can make that could soften the blow. Now, having said that, I also have walked with a lot of families, you know, who had lost, you know, mostly the breadwinners. And this area keeps coming up. And I've heard some pastors falsely teaching people to cancel their wills, to cancel their life policies. You know, I myself have had a pastor directly tell me, no, cancel your life policy. When you have a life policy, it's ungodly and all of that. And, you know, sadly at that time I was influenced, but I had to think and say, no, this life policies are the reason even my own family and families around me have been spared. You know, so these are such key decisions, and you have to look at it spiritually. You have to look at it legally, you know. And please, beloved, you have time for Netflix. You have time for movies. You have time to scroll on Facebook. And because you have time for those things, I would like to believe you do have time to inform yourself and protect your family, to leave a good name. You know, a man or a woman of God who ensured that in their passing, their families were taken care of. I'm opening this conversation up. I've already messaged one of our team members to see if we can get a couple of people to help us navigate this conversation in a healthy way, you know. And I really would like a couple of different companies, organizations, people who are in the space, you know, just so that it's not business for one person, but it's like a family, a Christian family sitting together and saying, this is what can happen. You know, this is where we should go. So I love you guys. And I think we need to keep caring for our families. You are not too broke to start having this conversation. You don't have to be a multi-millionaire, you know, to have a will in place. You know, just ensure that no one will come and try to take Simba's place from him. And protect the pride lands. All the 90s babies, the 80s babies who know the Lion King and understood the references. I love you guys. We give away our age, but for a good reason. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be back next week, same time, same place. And keep Lady V in your prayers. She should be coming back on air in June. So the 1st of June, let's count her down as she joins us again on this space. Bella says, thank you so much for the show today. Bella, my absolute pleasure. I am leaving and I'm going to play out with Jeremy Rosado with Believe You Will.